from WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. After an unprecedented school year, educators are racking their brains for ways to make up for unfinished learning. Some local superintendents in the Deep South have proposed starting the school year earlier or ending later. A few want to throw out the traditional calendar completely. That's what happened when one of Louisiana's smallest school districts approved a balanced calendar. From our partner station WWNO in New Orleans, Aubrey Juhas looks at how that's going.
On the five-hour drive from New Orleans to Coushatta, Louisiana, LED billboards remind drivers that school is out for the summer and to keep their eyes peeled for kids on bikes. In most parts of the state, the school year wraps up in May, leaving students with 2 to 3 months of summer vacation. But that's no longer the case in rural Red River Parish.
We're still on school buses, still traveling down to school at 7:30 in the morning. Getting out at 3:30, still on the same old schedule we've been since about September.
That's 17-year-old Jaden Young. He's a junior at Red River High School. This year, Young's last day of school is June 29th. His summer vacation is just 6 weeks long, and he's jealous of his friends who are already on break. Superintendent Allison Hughes says they haven't added any days to the school year.
It's not year-round school. It is a balance of instruction, is what it is.
The long summer break has been chopped up and redistributed. Hughes thinks that will improve outcomes for students. They can now receive targeted support at the end of each quarter and avoid summer learning loss.
It was January before we had them reading again, writing again, because they left us and they did not do any of that. And so we just need those teachers in front of those kids as often as we can.
Researchers tend to agree that the balanced calendar can be especially beneficial for communities like Coushatta. There aren't a lot of summer activities for kids here. 86% of the district's 1,400 students are considered economically disadvantaged, and many are behind academically. In the United States, there are more than 3,000 schools that operate on a non-traditional calendar, but very few are in the South. Corinth, Mississippi has a balanced calendar that's been in place for 5 years. In Alabama, the superintendent of Birmingham City Schools tried and failed to get one approved, though this year's summer break is shorter. Over at Red River Elementary, Principal Mike Beck spends his days popping in and out of classrooms.
We're seeing kids that have productively struggled throughout their educational time at the elementary level, that the light bulb is going off and they're starting to feel good about it.
Beck says attendance has gone up this year, and discipline cases have gone down. Early test scores are showing improvement. Many of the veteran educators at the school love the balanced calendar, and the teachers' union also backs it. But Beck says he's still fielding concerns.
I mean, I think it's a combination of those that understand the value of it and those that are trying to balance, well, that's my time with my family. So I think it's a mixed bag. I don't think you're ever going to win everybody over.
And they haven't. Last week, a parent started an online petition calling for an end to the balanced calendar. It received more than 600 signatures within a few hours. Remember, this is a district with only 1,400 students. A small number of families have already left Red River schools, and others are considering it. Parents, like Roxy Gray Relaford, are also frustrated by another practice that started during the pandemic. Fridays have become remote learning days, so teachers can lesson plan.
As a parent, it's exhausting.
Relaford was initially in favor of the balanced calendar, but says her three children have struggled. She quit her job earlier this year to help them with remote learning.
My daughter, she's a straight-A student. She's never had a B. Progress reports Thursday, she got 2 Bs, and they're burnt out.
Administrators have told parents like Relaford to be patient. They believe the stresses families are experiencing are necessary growing pains. The balanced calendar has been reapproved by the Red River Parish School Board for the coming year, along with the remote Friday schedule. Superintendent Allison Hughes wants to keep it that way, as long as she thinks it's working.
You really just have to do this. You just have to jump off the bridge and you have to swim. And you have to swim hard through the rough waters and coast in the calm waters.
Red River was the first district to make the change in Louisiana. Its neighbor, Webster Parish, has already approved its own balanced calendar. And other districts are exploring those same waters. In Coushatta, Louisiana, I'm Aubrey Juhas.
This story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom, a collaboration between WWNO in New Orleans, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, WBHM, and NPR.